go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Vin Bolin, here with auto editor Scott Benjamin. Scott, I have a question for you, and it's pretty important.
Give it to me.
Okay. Now, it's concerning some finances, and I know that sometimes people don't really talk about these, but I'm going to be on the level with you.
All right.
I'm thinking about buying a hybrid.
Oh, okay.
Car.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know what you meant.
Okay. But I'm a little bit worried. I hear a lot of advertisements, and basically I want to know from you, the expert of all things vehicular, am I actually going to save money on fuel if I buy a hybrid?
Well, that's a lot of pressure, expert, you know, on all things vehicular, but you will save money. Yeah, you will. Not initially, but eventually you'll get there. You'll save some money, and you will feel like a weekly, I guess, increase in your wallet. Mm-hmm. You know, you won't have to pay out quite as much for fuel every, you know, just weekly.
See, that's the thing. I won't have to pay quite as much for fuel, and I'd like to focus on the fuel costs here. Mm-hmm. But I was looking around at some of the numbers for buying your typical internal combustion type model of one vehicle, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
And then buying the hybrid version of that, and it seems like there's a pretty hefty premium.
Oh, significant. Yeah, it's quite a bit different right now. Yeah. Hybrid vehicles are still relatively new technology, believe it or not. I mean, you hear a lot about them, but you know, they do cost significantly more than the standard version of that same vehicle.
Yeah.
I can give you a couple examples if you
want.
Yeah,
throw some numbers
at me. There's some that are exceptionally high, and we'll get to those in a moment. But
okay.
You know, the more typical one, and I guess one that you would see on the road often, would be the Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Civic sedan. The hybrid version of the Honda Civic sedan. Yeah, I'm getting myself tongue-tied here, but the Honda Civic Hybrid costs around $8,000 more than the Honda Civic sedan, you know, non-hybrid version.
$8,000?
$8,000. You're talking about an initial purchase price that's $8,000 more than the sedan price.
So all the money I'm saving on gas until I reach that extra $8,000 is kind of just breaking even, huh?
That's right. If you look at it apples to apples like that, if you you know, without going into what some of, you know, I've seen a lot of calculators online recently that calculate the value of a hybrid, and you can, those are excellent tools, by the way. You can use those online. You can find them anywhere, really. They go into insurance, depreciation, just a lot of different things that, you know, we're not going to even talk about. Yeah, taxes,
like
things like that. Because you do get a tax break if you buy a hybrid. You might get a one-time only tax break, but you do get it. And there are also little perks that come along with hybrid ownership. You can, you know, use HOV lanes in some states. So, you know, that's something that I guess you can't really put a dollar on that. But, mm-hmm. You know, cost of repairs and depreciation, things like that. Those are things that other calculators go into, but we're not really going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about just fuel savings.
Oh, great. You know, I don't really have the attention span or a clear understanding of taxes.
Yeah, so. I understand. Me either. In fact, just the numbers for the fuel alone, you know, mm-hmm. make you go cross-eyed. I've got a pile of them in front of me right here.
Oh, yeah, let's
and
check it out.
I'd like to read every one of them to you.
Well, how about just the greatest hits?
No, I'm not going to read every one. I'm just kidding. But the I did a couple of calculations using Honda's website. They've got a calculator that, you know, compares the Civic Hybrid to either, you know, the other, you know, any of their lines, or, you know, any vehicle that you want. Your current vehicle, you could plug in any numbers you want and compare the 2009 Civic Hybrid to that vehicle.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
let's
fuel
go with
savings.
Some,
so,
bring on the scenarios.
Well, what I did was I plugged in the numbers for the Civic Hybrid and the Civic Sedan. And so that's 2009 Civic Hybrid, 2009 Civic Sedan.
Apples to apples.
That's right. And here's the thing, though. The Civic Sedan, the non-hybrid version, gets 34 miles per gallon, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
The hybrid gets 45 miles per gallon. So you can see that the fuel savings isn't going to be tremendous. I mean, it's there. It's definitely there. However, does that, you know, balance out with that $8,000 initial purchase?
Yeah.
How long does it take to make that worthwhile, that purchase worthwhile?
Oh, please, tell me.
So, okay, well, going through the numbers, I did, you know, a bunch of different fuel costs, and I kept the other numbers the same. You know, you can enter the numbers, how much you drive either per day, per week, per month, per year. I did a 15,000 per year calculation, and then I just adjusted the fuel cost until I got the numbers that I wanted, because they have a 5-year ownership and a 10-year ownership cost. Mm. So and it gives you numbers along with a savings if you make the hybrid decision.
Okay.
So it kind of calculated all that out for us.
All right.
And just for an example, fuel cost is $3 per gallon. The fuel savings over 5 years is only $1,617.
Wait, over 5 years?
5 years.
So okay, you're still in the hole.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, you're still in the hole.
Man.
So, but that again, that's comparing a car that is only 9 miles per gallon less than the hybrid version. So it's a pretty good mileage vehicle.
Yeah.
Now, if I kind of played around with these numbers up to the point where, you know, it became worthwhile, I guess.
Okay.
And it's kind of shocking, really, because we can't put in a fuel cost of more than $5 on this particular calculator. So I had to kind of extrapolate what I learned from the $5 cost up to where I thought the savings would be. And it's almost 20 years at $4 per gallon to save the initial $8,000 purchase price.
2 decades?
That makes sense. I think I'm saying that right.
Okay, well,
It takes nearly 20 years at $4 per gallon, driving 15,000 miles a year, to make up for that $8,000 initial purchase price that the hybrid costs more than the sedan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not the most mathematically inclined person, so if I understand it,
yeah,
I'm sure it's pretty clear
okay.
cut. But 20 years is a long time, Scott.
That is, but that again, that's a very narrow margin in between the highway miles that the Civic Hybrid provides versus the Civic sedan.
Okay, so we're starting with two almost more closely than average related cars.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Those are very efficient vehicles, both of them. All right, now let's look at two very different vehicles. How's that?
That sounds
great. Okay, that way, you know, we'll be able to realize our savings a little bit earlier than what we did with the, you know, the Honda versus Honda thing there.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to hear about something, maybe not just buying a car straight out, but a lot of people trade in cars.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I did. I looked at just kind of a random vehicle that I chose. It's a 2005 Jeep Liberty. Mm-hmm. It's a four-wheel drive with a V6 engine. The mileage that gets is around 15 in the city and 20 on the highway.
That is a thirsty vehicle.
It is. Yeah, that's right. Again, that's 20 miles per gallon on the highway, and Civic Hybrid gets 45 miles per gallon on the highway. So you can see there's a significant difference
there.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the thing we want to remember, though, when we're comparing a different vehicle with the hybrid vehicle, is you can't really compare the two of those together. So what you're saying, what we want to know is, is it worthwhile to trade in that Jeep on a Honda vehicle, and is that going to be the more standard, I guess, Honda Civic sedan, or is it going to be the Honda Civic Hybrid?
I see.
So that's what you want to find out. You want to figure out the savings if you decide to choose a hybrid.
Have you figured this out?
I have. Yes,
oh,
I have.
Wow. All right.
So that, you know, with that knowledge, I played around with the numbers again, kind of based on the same information, give or take what I did on the others. I mean,
so it's $15,000 a year.
Again, $15,000 a year. That's right. And remember, we have that $8,000 initial purchase to overcome on the hybrid.
Yes.
So that's kind of what this all boils down to, is we want to try to figure out how to overcome that $8,000. So again, at 5 years, because that's what the numbers at the site gives you, 5 and 10, 5 years at an average fuel cost of $3.85 a gallon. That's what I had to bump the numbers up to just to make the 5-year thing work. That's when you would overcome the $8,000 purchase price. So if fuel is $3.85, which I could really realistically see that being at $3.85 a gallon over that 5 years, you know, for an average, it would take 5 years to overcome the $8,000.
You know, Scott, I'm going to level with you. 5 years is still a very long time to me.
Being it is.
You know, as absent-minded as I am, is there any scenario where I could get out of the red ink a little bit more quickly?
Oh man. Well, I guess you could, if you're trading down, I guess, in vehicles. Let's say that you know, you've got a real highline vehicle, you know, something very expensive and something that's, you know, a gas guzzler, and you know, you got a high payment, and you want to get a you know, Honda Civic, and it's still an expensive car. It's not a cheap car. You know, it's right around, I think it's around 24,000.
Yeah, I'm really tired of my Lamborghini.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah, I wouldn't get tired of that very quick. Yeah, so it's around $24,000, the initial purchase price. That's significant.
Okay.
It's not anything to sneeze at. But that may be significantly less than, you know, someone who's driving, you know, the top of the line BMW that, you know, gets 12 miles a gallon or whatever it does. So yeah, you could realize some initial savings that way. And, you know, of course you're going to feel that in your you know, in your wallet at the end of the week, when you know you're not dumping in, you know, $60 twice a week, you're going to be putting in, you know, $40 once a week, or, you know, maybe even less. I don't know.
Oh, Scott, you know what we should do? Just for the sake of full disclosure, we should let everyone know that neither of us own a Lamborghini.
No, that's right. I didn't think anybody really was fearing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just want to make sure. We just want to be honest here. Now, that's okay. So trading down is probably a way to see some more immediate savings on fuel there, past the price of the hybrid. Now, you told me earlier there were some extreme examples.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah?
And I looked these up online. Kiplinger had a list of these. You know, it's kind of are hybrids worth the price? I found it when I was doing some research for this. And they had some, I guess, just extreme, like you said, extreme examples of, you know, where the purchase price, the initial purchase price, we talked about the $8,000 for the Honda Civic Hybrid. That's nothing. Wait till you hear some of these. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid cost $10,700 more than the Tahoe LT.
It cost $10,000.
$10,000 more. That's right. And we're only climbing here, so hold on to your seat.
Holding.
But the Lexus GS 450H, according to this article, cost $16,900 more than the GS 350.
That's heavy.
It is, but here's the top. The Lexus LS 600HL. Cost $35,000 more in total cost than the LS 460L, mainly because of its $32,000 higher sticker price. So,
what?
For a hybrid version of the Lexus, which this is the LS 460L that we're talking about,
okay,
it costs $32,000
more
than the Lexus LS 600HL.
$32,000.
That's right.
That's more money than firefighters make starting off.
I actually think I just said that backwards with the H there, but you get the point.
Yeah.
That level of Lexus is costing $32,000 more just for that hybrid choice. Now, how much in fuel savings do you think you need to... I didn't figure this out because the calculator just quite simply doesn't go that high. But I would think that you're holding on to that car for a few decades at extremely high fuel prices.
Yeah, at least... I'm going to hazard a guess, say at least two decades, maybe two and a half.
I'm thinking two to two and a half centuries. No, I'm kidding. I don't really know. I didn't figure it out, but, you know, it's up there, I'm sure.
So I guess there's... if I buy a hybrid today, depending on how I do it, I'm not going to save as much money at the bottom line as maybe the advertisements want me to believe.
That's
right.
Right. Yeah, because they, you know, I've heard a few of these recently where they say, you know, the car pays for itself. Mm-hmm. You know, dump that gas guzzler and get a hybrid. You know, that's good.
Yeah.
And you probably should. But, you know, as far as, you know, the car paying for itself, you can see how long that really takes, you know, to be true.
At least in fuel savings.
Yeah, and I don't even know if paying for itself is really a good way to say it. It's just a sneaky way to, you know, say that
to sell it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, I guess also we should mention that for a lot of people who buy hybrids or are considering buying a hybrid vehicle, the idea of benefits, the benefits of buying this kind of machines are not restricted, you know, solely to saving money on fuel. There's a lot of soft benefits, like we mentioned earlier, driving in the HOV lane.
Oh, of course, yeah, you can do things like that, and of course, you know, you're reducing our dependency on foreign oil, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of environmental benefits to driving a hybrid.
You know, this hybrid issue is a pretty relevant issue nowadays, and we can only see it increasing. So if you would like to learn more about hybrid vehicles and, again, all things vehicular, please drop by the Auto Channel on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.